If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Well, why don't we go to, since Bridget had her surprise guest first, let's go to Scott with his opening shift to start.
So the NHL announced it's scheduled for opening night. Now, the rest of the team schedules are the full season schedules coming out on Wednesday. But ESPN announced a triple header for opening night. Blackhawks at Panthers at 5 o'clock Eastern, Panthers banner raising. Followed by Penguins at Rangers at 8 o'clock, and then Avalanche at Kings at 10:30. And I got to say, I just think the NHL needs to do a better job with opening night and, like, making this an event. I know, like, they're trying to do that by making it a triple header, but a 5 o'clock banner raising doesn't really scream, like, marquee event. Having the Panthers face the Blackhawks, one of the worst teams in the league, I know Connor Bedard is star power, but, like, they're still a bad team. There's no rivalry there or anything. Rangers and Penguins is the second game. I know two big markets, New York, Pittsburgh. They both missed the playoffs, like two non-playoff teams, and you're in your primetime spot on opening night. Avalanche at Kings, good game, but it's 10:30 Eastern. Most people probably won't be up for it. It just, like, this feels to me similar to what the NHL, to me, did wrong last season. Now, maybe their ratings tell them otherwise. I know ratings were down, so it doesn't seem like it worked. But last year, we got all these, like, primetime national TV games that had crappy matchups because they always resort to putting the same teams on TV. And Boston's one of them. And they were part of the problem at times last year and might be again this year if they have a lot of national TV games. But, you know, Boston, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Detroit. And it's like they're so afraid to put non-traditional teams in these primetime spots. It's like, yeah, you might finally get a little bit of Panthers because now they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups. But otherwise, like, you don't get Tampa. You don't get, you know, you only get Vegas in, like, a late night slot. Like, they just don't branch out. And seeing this opening night schedule, like, this is how they're launching the season. I'm like, oh, they're just going to do the same thing. The ESPN and TNT are just going to do the same thing again this year. We're just going to get all the same markets, regardless of whether those teams are good or not, because the league and these networks are afraid to branch out and show the actual best teams if they're not in the best markets.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to, I have some thoughts on this. We can circle back to this afterwards. Bridget, do you want to go?
Yeah. So, I mean, mine's really not much because we're still waiting on it, but obviously those games were announced. Bruins schedule is going to be announced tomorrow at 1:00. So I guess the opening shift is just to mention that that is happening for people to look out for it. So Wednesday at 1 p.m. If you're somebody who wants to see it right away, that's when you can find it. And, you know, then we can go through what it looks like for the Bruins, what their, what games might be exciting, what, you know, what's coming up in the early part of the schedule and whatnot. So, it doesn't appear they'll be starting out the same way they did last year, which was they were the team that was playing Florida to start the season. So not the case this year, but yet it wasn't swapped out for a better matchup. So yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that was a big one. Like, that was a good matchup. Like, that was actually worth putting on opening night. Blackhawks, not so much.
Okay, so last episode, I believe it was, Bridget had mentioned something, and it got me thinking about a question to go over today. And we're basically discussing how the Bruins' season next year, it could range from being a lottery team to at the lowest floor to a ceiling of maybe contending for a wild card spot. And in that situation, Bridget was asking, well, if they're contending for a wild card spot, wouldn't they be sellers at the deadline, just like last season where they were contending for a wild card spot and decided to sell at the deadline? And I, you know, I have an answer to that, and I don't know if you guys want to start with it now, because we can just bleed into this. So I think the differences between last year and this coming season, if the Bruins were in a wild card contention at the trade deadline, is that last year the Bruins hadn't sold in 20 years. They were long overdue, right? They needed to do what they did last year. And it was a necessary evil to take steps back to move forward. But I do think that next year, let's say the team is playing well and their structure is better than we all thought it would be, and their scoring is more opportunistic than we all thought it would be, and they're playing like a hard team to play against, right? And there's some younger kids along the way that are a part of that, like a Fraser Minton or, you know, Matt Patra or Fabian Lysell or maybe even a James Higgins down the line, who knows, right? But there are some young players in this team. I do think that there are some situations where a team can make the playoffs where, you know, there's like a 99.9% chance that they aren't going to go very far, but that playoff experience does matter and can be beneficial going forward as opposed to selling. I think that had the Bruins not sold last year, then I would still be clamoring for just, if you're not in a playoff position at the deadline, you sell because you have to do it. But they've now done it. Now, there are those who might say, if the Bruins are in wildcard contention next year, I want them to sell again. I want them to keep finishing as low as possible. And then there's other people who would say they did sell last year. They have some younger players on the rise now in the prospect system. They are building towards something. The playoffs could be good experience for a Matt Potter, a Fraser Minton, just younger players. And it's good because this is a brand new group. So it's not like you have Charlie Coyle and Brad Marchand and Brandon Carlo, guys that have been in the playoffs all the time. This is a brand new group with very little playoff experience for the most part. So if they could experience that as a group, as a new group for the first time, that's beneficial. So it just leads the question, what should the Bruins' goal be next year? Right now, obviously, it depends on how bad they are or how decent they are. But if they're struggling, like bad, and you get to the deadline, yeah, of course, like just keep selling. But if they have a competitive team at the deadline, so if we're talking about a wild card contending team this coming season, let's say that's a scenario that happens, what should their goal be? Should it be to sell again and go back to the lottery, or should it be to try to build something with this group going forward and continue that positive trajectory? So I now throw it to you guys and, you know, listeners and commenters, but in the scenario of a wild card contending team at next year's deadline, like what should this team's goal be? Right. And so that was a question that came to my mind.
Yeah. I think a distinct possibility is if they're in a similar position, you know, close to the playoffs, in the hunt, but like clearly not one of the better teams in the league. Maybe it's a small sell, right? Like instead of selling off multiple core pieces, including guys with term left on their contract, maybe it's just Victor Arvidsson and Andrew Peak, two pending unrestricted free agents. If they're not signed to extensions by then, like those are guys you don't need to hang on to and lose for nothing. So if you can get something for them, you do. And then you still roll with what you have left and see if you can find a way to get into the playoffs. And I agree with you. Like if you're a younger team, like if some of these younger players actually do claim lineup spots and run with them this season, there's definitely real value in making the playoffs and getting experience. Even if you're out in five games in round one, like those guys at least got to see it. They got to learn something. You can use that going forward. But I don't think you don't hang on to pending UFAs like an Arvidsson or Peak just to do that. Like if you can get something for those guys and you're not really going to be making a run, then you do.
Yeah. And I mean, just looking back at last year, like how big this sell was, it's probably not even really possible to do that, or it doesn't really make sense to do that this year because you don't have Marchand there to, like, you know, the caliber of players that are on expiring deals are now different. So like the ability to do that is kind of changed because you already got rid of Carlo and Coyle. And so it's not like we're talking about that being this year's deadline. Cause it happened a little bit prematurely. They sold them before the end of their, or before the last year of their contract. So, the people that are left for you to sell, yeah, I think it's not quite as big unless you were to really like make a trade, which would mean like with Swayman or you understand what I'm saying. Like that seems a little bit more difficult to do and a little bit less likely to do. So yeah, small sell and see what happens could definitely be the case in March when the trade deadline comes around. And yeah, it'll be interesting though, because what they did this past year was once they decided that it was a down year, they, Don Sweeney, Cam Neely management really went all in one direction. And we had talked about, oh, maybe it's a mini sell retool, whatever, like just trade Frederick and Brazo. And that's not what happened. So, yeah. And I know people listening too probably think I'd rather them, if they're in that position, do the same thing and tank again. And I'd rather see them get another chance at a top five pick.
Well, and that's why I posed the question, right? Because I see why one would think that, right? But at the same time, and I think what Scott laid out is most realistic, where it's like maybe you just do a couple of small cells of guys that aren't around for a long time. But in my mind, as we sit here in July, okay, so you know we're it's 9 months away from this anyway, but to me, the Bruins buying at next year's deadline would be them just not selling. I don't think there's a world where they're buyers next year, right? Like their version of buying would be like kind of staying pat and just rolling the dice just to see if they can get into the playoffs and try to build something for the future. But I think the difference between the 24-25 Bruins and what I anticipate from the 25-26 Bruins is that last year's team was in a wild card position contending forward on the deadline because they were a bad team. Like they were a team that had a lot of underperformances that got off to a bad start, and they were sliding to that wild card contention. And also the league was kind of down in a way. But with the 25-26 Bruins, if they're in a wild card contention position at the deadline, it's probably because they're probably exceeding expectations to that point. So they're trending upwards towards that deadline. So I would just caution people about if the team is building something towards the future and they're exceeding expectations, but it's expectations that are being exceeded, not for this year, but for trying to build for the future. I'd be careful about just saying, well, guys, you know, great 75% of the season, and we all just tank for McKenna. Because if they've gotten to that point, they're building something, they're doing something right. So, and as we know, it's not a guarantee. I fully expect the Bruins, even if they play their best next year, to still have a mid round pick in the first round, which in a very deep draft, like they should still get a really solid prospect. So, if the Bruins come out of the gates next year and they suck, you will not hear me saying anything but like just, yeah, like if they suck, they suck. Like try to get McKenna. I'm more so talking about if the team is exceeding expectations and they are building something that you can see for the future that you can, you know, get excited for. Do you just at the deadline just, but to Bridges' point, maybe those players like Coyle and Marchand and Carlo, like those significant players probably aren't there to be sold anyway at this year's deadline. Like you're not moving Pastrnak or McAvoy, stuff like that. So anyway, I just thought it was worth talking about to see what people think.
I mean, I guess maybe Zacha could be someone.
Maybe Zacha.
I was going to say like the names on that next tier would be like Zacha and Mittelstad, but it's kind of a conundrum because if you're playing well and the season's trending towards maybe you can make the playoffs, well, chances are that second line has at least done decently well, right? Like you're not going to have a terrible second line and be in the hunt for a playoff spot. Not unless like David Pastrnak has like 150 points. So if Mittelstad and Zacha actually both bounce back and are playing pretty well, then like what would make them attractive to other teams in a trade also makes them attractive to the Bruins to keep, because you know, if they play at a second line level and then you trade them, well, like now you need a whole new second line. And as we learned as people should have learned this past summer, it's not exactly easy to go out and get top six talent. It doesn't really become available all that often. So yeah, like those guys having a good season would make them really valuable trade chips. But then where does that leave the Bruins? Like then you're, you know, like I said, like then you're looking for three top six forwards basically before you're ready to make any noise. And who are they? Like one of them's James Hagans eventually, but like where are you getting the other two? Is, you know, one of them's maybe your draft pick next year, and then I don't know, you're trying to go after a free agent, but like what free agent wants to come to a team that's now having a second down season in a row? Like it, you know, it's not as simple as just saying, oh, if those guys bounce back, then trade them and get value. Like you might end up wanting to keep those guys.
Like last year, I would have pulled my hair out if the Bruins tried to buy at the deadline for that team, because the Bruins, they needed to sell. They hadn't sold in nearly 20 years, and they needed the it was the end of something. Bergeron at that point's gone a couple of years. Krejci's gone a couple of years. They needed to replenish the prospect pool and in a big way. And as it turns out, their ability to sell at the last year's deadline did help them fall. Now they went from fifth odds to drafting seventh, but whatever. Higgins fell to them. And now that they've had they have Higgins now. I'm not saying that it's not great to continue to stock the pipeline going forward, but that he should be that future number one center for the Bruins. And if not, he should be an elite number two center. But my point is, the Bruins are in their prospect pool is already in a much different spot than it was pre last year's deadline. Higgins is a grade A prospect. I think Will Moore is a good prospect, a high value pick for where he was selected. Will Zellers, another very exciting prospect. Like the Bruins, he might be 2-3 years away still, but these are players that weren't in the Bruins prospect system prior to last year's deadline, which was why last year's deadline they needed to sell, because this organization needed it. But now they have replenished a little bit. I'm not saying they can't continue to do so, but it was just more of a desperate need last year. And whereas if let's say they made the playoffs last year, they were going nowhere in the playoffs and they didn't have anything to build on going forward. Whereas if they make the playoffs this coming year and their destiny is no further than the first round, I can understand why somebody would say, well, Brian, they went nowhere. Yeah, but it's not that simple, because let's look back at the 2007-2008 Bruins. Does any Bruins fan that watched that trajectory from 07-08 to their cup win in 11, that 07-08 playoff round against the Montreal Canadiens, a round that they lost, but the organization built from that. They built off that. They grew from that. That was the start of something. So, they had a young Milan Lucic. They had a young David Krejci, still a relatively young Patrice Bergeron. They had a young Phil Kessel. But you also had, a veteran in Mark Savard and Zdeno Chara and others to kind of, supplement that youth. But now the Bruins, you can start to see them maybe have that next wave of youth led by James Higgins. Now, that's not me saying that their prospect pool still doesn't need improvement. It does. But whereas last year it was desolate, and that's not the case now. So that's why I could see if the Bruins next year made the playoffs and they had a similar type experience of the 07-08 Bruins, you could see why that could be beneficial for the team going forward. Whereas last year, that wasn't the case. They were a dead man walking, and they needed to have a sell at the deadline. So it's just a different situation. And that's why Bridget, thanks for asking the question. Cause like I said to you guys before we started recording, in typical Skate Pod fashion, like we didn't really answer it directly because we got diverted but I was listening back and I was like, oh, that's a question that we should really kind of peel back more. So, yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.